Hello, and welcome to Plants for the People, People for the Plants. I am your host, Olivia Birch. Today, for our very first show, I would like to introduce motherwort. Commonly also known as lion's tail and heartwort, the Latin name is Leonurus cardiaca. In Greek, the genus name Leonurus literally means lion's tail. Leo for lion and neuris from uros, which means tail. Motherwort is native to northern Europe and Siberia. It is naturalized here in North America from colonists who brought over seeds. Motherwort is a bitter and aromatic member of the mint family. She is one of the first plants to pop up in the springtime, and she enjoys moist, disturbed soil, particularly around human habitations or in partial sun. Motherwort is a perennial plant, growing upright 2 to 5 feet tall. She has four-sided stems, an inheritance from the mint family, and opposite leaves that alternate with whorls of small pink tubular flowers. Opposite leaves indicates the leaves grow in pairs directly opposite each other. These leaves have cleft lobes and coarse teeth, creating a jagged, toothy leaf. Near the bottom of the plant, you will find more lobes and larger leaves, and as you continue up the plant, the leaves have fewer lobes and fewer coarse teeth. The whorls, or flowers, surrounding the stem appear rhythmically. A pair of leaves, a whorl of flowers, a pair of leaves, a whorl of flowers, and so on. These pretty pink flowers are hairy and have an appealing fragrance, though the plant as a whole may smell slightly abrasive or acrid. Motherwort blooms for about 2 months in the summer. Then the flowers are replaced with the seeds, which look like little nuts. They are three-sided and reddish-brown. Motherwort tastes very bitter and is considered acrid, which is bitterness to the point of feeling bile rise in your throat. Yummy. She is also mildly astringent, producing a puckering, drying sensation on your tongue akin to red wine. Motherwort's actions in the body are antispasmodic, mildly sedative or relaxing, and diuretic, which means it makes you urinate. She is also cardiotonic, meaning that it is a heart regulator and tonifier, giving tone to your heart tissues as well as astringent, which also tones tissues, and furthermore, balances liquids and solids in our body. Motherwort has a long history with humans as medicine. As the common name indicates, it is known as a mother's herb. Culpepper, a British botanist, astrologer, and herbalist from the 1600s, calls motherwort a Venus herb in Leo. Venus rules the female reproductive system as well as the kidneys. Venus herbs also tend to be both antispasmodic and astringent. Venus is a planet of harmony, hence the astringency, balancing liquids and solids in the body. Leo rules over our heart. So what he means here is motherwort has an affinity for the female reproductive system, the kidneys, and the heart. We see this in motherwort's most common applications. For example, motherwort relieves heart palpitations, particularly those associated with hyperthyroidism. Motherwort strengthens our hearts, relieves anxiety, and takes away melancholy, allowing one to be merry. It is especially recommended for anxious mothers during pregnancy and afterward. Motherwort provokes menstruation when it is irregular and relaxes the uterus, alleviating crampy and painful periods. During menopause, motherwort can address hot flashes, night sweats, and again, anxiety. See how motherwort tends to balance and relax our body when it is nervous, fluttery, and tense? She can also reduce indigestion from a nervous stomach and relieve oneself from fainting or swooning. In cases of peripheral circulatory tension seen in headaches, insomnia, and dizziness, motherwort can save the day. Though motherwort is a native European and Asian plant, indigenous tribes here in North America integrated her into their plant medicine practices. Tribes who incorporated motherwort include the Cherokee, Delaware, Iroquois, Mi'kmaq, Mohegan, and Shinnecock. They applied her medicine in a similar fashion. As a sedative for nervousness, a stimulant for fainting, female menstrual relief, and to facilitate digestion. The Mohegan held motherwort in high regard and included her in a spring tonic blend, in addition to her esteemed application for women's ailments. I have not even included all of motherwort's applications here, and there are so many I have spoken of already. But for now, on to harvesting and preparation. Most often, the tops of motherwort are the medicinal part applied, though Culpepper does recommend the powdered root in wine for nervous mothers, which sounds like a nice idea to me. To harvest the tops, first get permission to harvest if you are not in your own backyard. Second, you do not need to chop down the whole plant. When the plant is early into flowering, take the top portion where there are flowers and leaves, much like you would basil or peppermint. You may also harvest before the plant flowers. Again, don't take it all. If you leave some, she can continue to grow throughout the season, which allows her to grow to seed and spread her medicine. If you choose to try the roots, I would wait until after the plant finishes blooming, for the plant will send its energy downward, making them more potent medicine later on. Motherwort can be prepared into a tincture in an alcohol of your choice, like brandy or Everclear. 5 to 15 drops a couple times a day is adequate. Tea is another great way to receive this medicine. A warm preparation acts predominantly on the uterus, whereas if you let it sit for a few hours and cool, it will act more strongly on digestion. The tea is very bitter, so find a good plant friend to mix it with. External applications of tinctures or macerated plant material work well for cramps. Culpepper also recommends keeping motherwort in a syrup or conserve, which would do nicely to combat the bitterness of this lovely plant. All right, folks, that's all I have for motherwort today. Just a reminder, I am a geographer and herbalist, not a doctor. The information I give is not sanctioned by the FDA, CDC, or AMA. Your health is your prerogative, and it is always in your hands. If you have questions about a remedy, please email me at orp1015@gmail.com. Thank you for tuning in today. Next time, we will delve into teas, decoctions, and cold extractions.